Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Harry finally did record another podcast, but it was not his own. He was a guest on Dax Shepard's podcast, and it was an appearance sure to get lots of attention. Vanity Fair recaps, the episode begins with small talk about everything from Joe Rogan's comments about vaccines to Kumail Nanjiani's abs, and Shepard is comfortable even referencing Harry's notorious Las Vegas photos. When the topic turns to mental health and childhood traumas, the frankness continues, with the upbeat prince talking about how he decided to change his life for the better. Asked if he felt in a cage as a full-time royal, Harry said, "It's the job, right? Grin and bear it. Get on with it. I was in my early 20s and I was thinking, I don't want this job. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be doing this. Look what it did to my mum. How am I ever going to settle down and have a wife and family when I know it's going to happen again?" He added, "I've seen behind the curtain. I've seen the business model and seen how this whole thing works, and I don't want to be part of this. Once I started doing therapy, it was like the bubble was burst. I plucked my head out of the sand and gave it a good shake off, and I was like, you're in this position of privilege. Stop complaining and stop thinking you want something different. Make this different, because you can't get out. How are you going to do these things differently? How are you going to make your mum proud and use this platform to really affect change?" But the Mail had this reaction, saying, "Prince Harry took an extraordinary swipe at Prince Charles' parenting as he bared his soul in a US mental health podcast, describing his move to California as an attempt to break the cycle of pain he suffered growing up. The Duke suggested he had suffered as a result of his upbringing by the Queen and Prince Philip, before going on to explain how Charles passed on this genetic pain, saying, 'He treated me the way he was treated.' Harry said, 'It's a lot of genetic pain and suffering that gets passed on anyway, so we as parents should be doing the most we can to try and say, you know what, that happened to me. I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen to you. There is no blame. I don't think we should be pointing the finger or blaming anybody. But certainly when it comes to parenting, if I've experienced some form of pain or suffering because of the pain or suffering that perhaps my father or my parents had suffered, I'm going to make sure I break that cycle so I don't pass it on, basically. It's a lot of genetic pain and suffering that gets passed on anyway, so we as parents should be doing the most we can to try and say, you know what, that happened to me. I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen to you. It's hard to do, but for me it comes down to awareness. I never saw it. I never knew about it. And then suddenly I started to piece it together and go, okay, so this is where he went to school. This is what happened. I know this about his life. I also know that is connected to his parents, so that means he's treated me the way he was treated. So how can I change that for my own kids? And here I am. I moved my whole family to the US. That wasn't the plan, but sometimes you've got to make decisions and put your family first and put your mental health first." Harry also discussed meeting with Meghan in a supermarket. "The first time Meghan and I met up for her to come and stay with me, we met up in a supermarket in London, pretending as though we didn't know each other, texting each other from the other ends of the aisle. There were people looking at me, giving me all these weird looks, coming up to say hi or whatever, but there I am texting her whilst we're shopping, asking if this is the right thing, and she's replying, 'No, you want the parchment paper.' It was nice with a baseball cap on, looking down on the floor, walking along the street and trying to stay incognito. Not sure how many times I've done that, trying to walk down the street and stay incognito is like, whoa, signpost, someone's dog. It's amazing how much chewing gum you see and how many shoes. So living here in Los Angeles, now I can actually lift my head and I feel different. My shoulders have dropped, so have hers. You can walk around feeling a little bit more free. I can take Archie on the back of my bicycle. I would never have had the chance to do that." Harry told Shepard, "I think the biggest issue for me was that being born into it, you inherit the risk that comes with it. You inherit every element of it without choice. And because of the way that the UK media are, they feel an ownership over you, literally, like a full-on ownership. And then they give the impression to some, well, most of their readers, that this is the case. But I think it's a really dangerous place to be if you don't have a choice. But then, of course, people quite rightly will turn around and go, 'So what if he didn't have a choice? It was a privilege.'" Harry tackled the subject of mental health, telling Dax Shepard, "Unfortunately, in today's world, mental health is quite a sensitive subject, not just for the people who are sharing, but ultimately the subject matter itself has to be handled with care. There can be humor, there can be everything else, but when it ends up getting weaponized by certain people, you can never predict it, although I now probably can. That doesn't worry me anymore. I used to be fearful of it. But now the same groups of people who come at it so negatively or try and turn it against you or weaponize it and so affect so many millions of people from doing so, it actually encourages me to speak out more. Harry's new Apple TV Plus series, The Me You Can't See, covers mental health and debuts this week. Palace Intrigue will be right back. The hosts of Good Morning Britain reacted to the interview. Host Kate Garraway said that he's put the cat among the pigeons. It's a strange one, isn't it? Do you know the one thing that I've heard most of all? A young dad, she said. A young dad trying to do the best for his family and feeling pain themselves. Feeling pain that you can see he's gone through with his family. And doing that thing you do when you're a young dad, going, I'm not going to do the same things as my parents. I'm going to do things differently. I just wonder what it would be like to talk to him in 5 years' time. Co-host Ben Shepherd commented, and look back and think about what he's done. I mean, when you start with, I don't want to point the finger, and then immediately points the finger. It's a really... Kate interjected, does he mean to point the finger, though? I don't know that he is doing it intentionally. The repercussions would be that it's certainly seen as that as Prince Charles. But you're going to think, hang on, I did my best. I did what I thought was right, just as you're saying you are doing what you think is right. Ben disagreed. But we've all been there as young parents. What am I going to do? I'm going to take the best bits that my parents did and the bits that I didn't quite enjoy as much as a kid growing up. He's been a parent for 5 minutes. What he's doing, talking about being a parent, telling people, that's the thing I find really, really difficult. The thing we really liked about Harry was that he was so normal and down to earth, and there's something that has happened. His father buried his own father just a few weeks ago. I can't imagine how impossibly difficult that has been for the whole family. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Balance Intrigue and good times.